Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is part of New York. You can't take away a slice of pizza from the city of New York and the culinary history of this town. It's part and parcel of who we are.
It is sentiments like that expressed by John at Patsy's in East Harlem that made my next guests, three of their friends, embark on what they call the New York Pizza Project, an archive and pan to your local by the Slice Pizzeria. It's a website and now a coffee table book. And Gabriel Zimmer and Nick Johnson join me now. We've posted a few of the images on our website, starting with the one of a guy who was speaking there, so you can get a taste for the Pizza Project, or you can check out the website at nypizzaproject.com. Welcome, Gabe and Nick.
Hey, Brian. Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Brian.
You did come in here each carrying a full-size pizza box. Is this slices from all over the city that you have? I haven't seen the cover open yet.
So this is from Phil's Pizza, which is a few blocks away on Varick Street. And we just wanted to get the studio smelling like pizza and set the mood.
Is it good? I've never had Phil's Pizza.
It's delicious.
I've walked by it a million times.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you each have regular slice places that you go to in your own lives? Where do you live? Where do you eat pizza?
We do, for sure. I live in Gowanus near Park Slope, so I have a few spots near me that I love, one being Roma Pizza, which I actually grew up going to as a kid. That's on 7th Avenue between Union and Berkeley Street.
We work a few blocks away from here, actually. So Phil's is one of our regular joints we go to. So we've gotten to know them over the years, and they have a really cool story and great pizza.
Now, I've been checking my own neighborhoods in your book, and I see you have Sal and Carmine's on the Upper West Side near where I used to live. But I don't see my current regulars, Pizza Haven or Grandpa's Pizza in Inwood. So how many pizzerias did you visit, and how did you decide which to include in the book?
So first of all, Pizza Haven is definitely up on the list. I've been to Pizza Haven before. I have friends who grew up in Inwood, so I know that that's a staple of Inwood. We're going to get to Pizza Haven. Sal and Carmine's, we've been to over 100 places at this point. And, you know, there's an endless amount of material out there, so we just got to keep the project moving.
So, listeners, how often do you get a slice? Tell us how your New York life would be different without a slice. Call us at 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, or tell us about your local pizza place and what makes it right for you, what makes the pizza great, what makes the place homey for you. 212-433-9692. These are by the slice places. You've got DeFaro's in Midwood, Brooklyn. It's always rated number one in the city. But most of these places don't aspire to greatness. They're just filling a need for tasty, or should I say tasty enough, cheap nourishment.
Yeah, I think that's right. You know, a lot of these places have been in the neighborhood for 10, 20, 30, maybe even 40 or 50 years. So these are the mom and pop local pizzerias that really are a staple to the neighborhoods and the communities that they exist in. And a lot of their customers are regular people, regular customers that come in, you know, maybe once or twice a week, maybe sometimes more, and they get their, you know, their quick, cheap, easy fill of a delicious slice. But they also have a rapport with the people behind the counter, and there's a real sense of connection and enjoyment in going to these places.
One of my producers went to Fordham and recognized the local pizza guy at Pugsley Pizza in Belmont.
Yeah, of course.
He's competition-minded, and I see he told you about an annual contest. Here's Sal.
Pizza people, they're rated. Mm-hmm. And by the best pizza and the sexiest pizza man. So for many years, many, many years, I was the number two pizza man, but it's number one sexy pizza man.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So now, 2 years on the road, I'm very upset. Because they say I'm the best pizza man, best pizza, but I'm the second sexiest guy in the world.
Okay, so he used to be the number two best pizza, but the sexiest pizza man. Now he's the number one pizza, but the number two sexiest pizza man. I think he liked it the old way better.
Yeah.
So do you have to be a character for this line of work?
I mean, we certainly met a lot of characters. Also, like, you know, when you stumble into these places and start requesting interviews and taking photos of these guys, they're not used to, you know, getting the spotlight turned on them. So they at first they're a little nervous and they start out a little shy, but they open up and, you know, get quotes like that.
And some of them that I won't single out by name that are in the book that I've been to, where the proprietors are completely wordless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I mean, they're all different kinds of personalities and characters behind the counter. That guy Pugsley happened to be probably the most charismatic we met along the trip.
All right. Daniel on the Upper West Side, you want to shout out to a pizza place?
Famiglia, 96 in Amsterdam. Great people, good pizza.
Thank you. And does it have to be not a chain? There are a few Famiglias around.
Yeah. Yeah, we avoid chain pizzerias. There are a few exceptions to that rule, but mainly these are the independent pizzerias that we went to.
And, you know, different of these corner slice places make different kinds of pizza. Having lived in that neighborhood, I know that Famiglia's slice is pretty different than a Sal and Carmine slice a few blocks away. We had food writer Robert Sietsma on the show talking about his 12 iconic New York dishes, and pizza was number one. He differentiated between the wood and coal-fired ovens and the famous raised-type places. So do you make any of these distinctions?
Yeah, there are certainly distinctions made. You know, we try and go to your classic New York City by-the-slice joint. We don't go to dollar slice places. We don't go to fancy pie places. We don't go to any pie places, really. So it's just the grab-and-go slice joint.
Abdul in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Abdul.
Yeah, what's up, Brian? I like a place. It's in Queens, Woodside. It's located on 59th Street and Roosevelt Avenue. And it's called a Pizza Boy 2. And they have the best pizza. I've been going there for like over 20 years already. So the sauce is excellent sauce. I don't know what they put into the sauce. And they have very good amount of cheese, not extra, not less. And it is a very delicious pizza. And there's another one on 28th Street in the city in Manhattan between 10th and 11th Avenue. I don't know the name of that, but it's on 28th Street between 10th and 11th, very close to 10th Avenue. Mm-hmm. This is the only place. They have the best pizza, too. These two places. Very good pizza.
Abdul, thank you very much. All right. There's one you may not have known, Pizza Boy 2 in Woodside.
Yeah.
There you go. Add it to the list. Yep.
Joe in the West Village. You're on WNYC. Hi, Joe.
Hi. I just want to mention these $1 pizza joints are really quite good. You know, for a buck, there's one on 6th Avenue just off 8th Street, and extra cheese is another 50 cents. So for $1.50, you've got a pretty good slice. And I just want to mention quickly about two places that are overrated. The one on Spring Street just east of 6th Avenue. I mean, all the tourists go there, and the tour guys bring them there, and I find that pizza very salty, and it's not very good at all. And there's another place that has excellent lasagna for $7. It's Rivoli Pizza on 7th Avenue, just near the that jazz place, 7th Avenue off 11th Street. They have excellent lasagna but lousy pizza. But
Village
I just want
fan.
To emphasize the $1 pizza places are very, very good.
Joe in the West Village, a pizza critic in Lower Manhattan. Do you single out the economic pressures on these places must be intense if they're selling pizza for a dollar. Can they sell a dollar slice that, in your experience, can be as high quality as a $2.75 slice?
No. I mean, the short answer is no. They can be serviceable, especially if it's maybe late night and you're out on the town. But to us, the ingredients are inferior, especially the cheese, and you don't get the same slice.
You got an intro to your book from Brooklyn-born novelist Jonathan Latham, who writes, "Someone once claimed that the New York subways were a great secret neighborhood running underneath all the others and uniting them, and that person wasn't wrong. But the pizzerias, also identical and each so snowflake or fingerprint unique, those are the upper stations of this Pinchonian secret system, the not at all innocuous fuel outposts, the crow's nests for scoping out the upper realm, hence the famous synchronicity between the price of a slice and the cost of a single fare on the trains." Except, of course, for the dollar slices we were just talking about. But does Jonathan Latham capture with some flowery language there how you guys feel about pizza?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, he grew up in Brooklyn, and pizza is close to his heart, and we were just privileged to have him write something for the Forward, and we think he expressed it wonderfully.
James in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hi, James.
Hey, Brian. Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to shout out Gabby's Pizzeria in Jamaica on Hillside. It's been one of my favorites for a long time. They got a little expensive, but it's still not bad. And I wanted to agree with the previous caller about the $1 places in the city. Some of them are really not bad.
Thank you very much. However, Brian in Queens wants to pan a place or two. Hi, Brian.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
Real quick, last week I was in Manhattan taking in a show, and I stopped to get a slice of pizza in this place called Ray's on 7th, and I guess it's 52nd Street. And it was a horrible slice of pizza. And as I was walking out, I said, man, that was terrible. And the woman behind me heard me, and she says, I came from Arizona thinking I'm going to taste New York pizza. And she goes, if this is the realm of New York pizza, she goes, this was terrible. and I had no answer for it. I said, I'm from Queens. I said, normally pizza doesn't taste like this. We do have New York pizza, but unfortunately, this wasn't the place.
Brian, thank you very much. Oh, what does somebody from Arizona know about pizza anyway? They think it's Domino's. You divided your images in the book into the categories makers, eaters, shops, and blocks.
Yep.
So how important is how the pizzeria looks or its place on the block?
Oh, man. I mean, the block was meant to, illustrate, how these pizzerias connect with their surrounding neighborhoods. We were taking photographs of the exteriors, interviewing people about gentrification, how the neighborhoods changed. But the pizza shop itself, the interior, we have a great quote from Luigi, who is at Stanton Pizza. He said, the pizzeria, it's supposed to be old-fashioned, nothing fancy. It's important for it to be nice and clean, but not like a restaurant. It's slice and go, keep the pizzeria simple, not too fancy.
And so. We got a tweet that said, it's pure torture listening to Brian Lehrer on WNYC talking about best pizza in New York City while I'm in rainy London. Hashtag homesick. So hello, Amy, whoever you are. Jackie in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jackie, real quick.
Hi. I just wanted to say that the great thing about pizza is it works for every phase of life. So when you're like the drunk 20-year-old, late night on St. Mark's Place, we used to go to St. Mark's Pizza. Now that I'm a mom, it's like still my go-to like quick dinner for my kids. And I just think anything that can carry you through every phase of life, there's got to be something great about that.
And not only that, Jackie, but Larry and Queens, finish that thought.
Yes, I just want to say that I'm a longtime Brooklyn person now in Rockaway, and the definition to me of a New Yorker is someone who can be well-dressed and walk carrying a slice of pizza with a slight fold and eat it without spilling it. Yes.
There you go. So, Jackie, in that stroller mom phase of your life, you can stroll the stroller with one hand and still be eating a slice.
And believe me, I did. And my kids probably had some in the stroller, too.
Thank you very much. All right, we've got about 45 seconds left with Gabe Zimmer and Nick Johnson from the book, which is called, by the way, it's a big, really fun coffee table book, The New York Pizza Project, Exploring a City Through Its Quintessential Food. You want to mention the website, since the book, I gather, is not in many stores?
Well, you can buy the book on the website. It's www.nypizzaproject.com. You can check us out on Instagram at nypizzaproject. And the book was picked up by a couple museums in New York City, the Met, the MoMA, the Whitney. And we're in independent bookstores, so find us.
And do you get into any of the lamented gone pizza places? I miss Ray's on 11th and 6th Avenue, Vinny's on the Upper West Side, Scotty's in Whitestone.
I miss Vinny's too.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.